A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening food situation in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashonav.com and www.voindebele.com.
Yes, we're going to have to go to the store.
Takatarisa mamiriro ekunze munyika medu taona kuti Zimbabwe yakasangana nematambudziko ekusanaya kwakanaka kwemvura ende rava gore redu rechiviri tisingawani mvura yakakwana. Naizvozvo zvakasiya mhuri dzine chitsama dzinotarisirwa kunge tisvika ku 2.8 million dzisina mikana kana kuti dzisingakwanisi kuwana chikafu chakakwana.
It's critical. I mean, it has gone to the levels where we have got families that go for days without food. So I think if people in the diaspora don't realize the situation that we are in, we'll have go back to Zimbabwe and find that we are only going to be faced with tombstones of people that will have died of hunger.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening food crisis in Zimbabwe.
Aid agencies say funding remains the greatest challenge to their efforts to provide humanitarian food aid to people who are affected by hunger in Zimbabwe following an El Nino-induced drought that has left over 4 million people in need of assistance.
In consultation with humanitarian partners and the government of Zimbabwe, the United Nations has prepared a revised humanitarian response plan which identifies priority humanitarian needs of slightly over 355 million for the period April 2016 to March 2017 to address the immediate needs of about 2.8 million people who are affected by the drought. This is 30% of the total rural population. The humanitarian response plan aims to provide vulnerable communities with food security and agriculture interventions. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjaloke, please.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tira utinge chitarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munharaunda dzamugere. Mungave madhorobha, mungave mumaruwa. Muchititaurira kuti muri kukwanisa here kuti muwane zvekudya vari kudiaspora. Tinenge tichida kunzwawo kwavari kuti vari kutumirawo here chikafu kumusha uku. Tichingonzwawo kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei sei nekuti zviri kutaurwa nehurumende ndezvekuti vanhu vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni mana kana kuti 4 million. Vakatarisana nedambudziko rekushaya chikafu munyika zvikuru sei vari kumaruwa, asi tinoziva kuti mumadhorobha namoo mune dambudziko iroro rekuti hamuna chikafu. Mamwe masangano anosimbomira senguva dzinoedzi kupa vanhu chikafu achiti vave kukohwa ari kuti akuenderera mberi achibatsira vanhu nekuti zvinhu zvakaita manyama amire nerongo. Nekudaro tipei pfungwa dzenyu, Gibbs.
Yepo kambe zuru randava linganinjani kunangapo ke lapha likhona tina lapha siphi lesibili. Ye, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngendlala ekhona kunangapo eZimbabwe. Sizwile ukuthi kona kulabantu abaningi kakhulu asebelamba ngenxa yendlala. Sike sazwa njalo ukuthiwa endaweni zeBedbridge abantu sebephila ngokudla uxaxaxako. Bose kubuya ke kwezindawo abantu bayatshona nje umuntu engadlanga lutho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani kona ngapho lapha ekhona ukuthi kambe kuphile kanjani eZimbabwe kwamanje. Sizwile njalo labo badingela abantu ukudla besithi sokuzima ukuthi badinga ukudla imali njengoba imali ungazani ke iyatshelela njalo leZimbabwe ithi abantu abadinga uncedo sebefika ku 4 million so ke zulukandaba asiqoqeni sizweni ukuthi kambe lithini ngalokhu ngalifuna ukuthi ingene kade sikuhlelo nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077 Kuruman sizwe zulukandaba.
I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Henry Makiwa, spokesperson for the World Vision UK. Mr. Makiwa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. And, good evening, Gibson. How are you in Washington?
We are doing great, and we hope you are doing fine. Now, Mr. Makiwa, recently you traveled to Southern Africa to assess the food situation there. Tell us what you saw.
The situation is pretty dire, as you've been informing your listeners just now. Indeed, the government estimates that up to 4 million Zimbabweans are in need of food aid, and that number might rise sharply indeed unless the international community aid agencies and other well wishers intervene and provide some resources and some food aid for the people of Zimbabwe. And this, of course, is not a situation that's unique or exclusive to Zimbabwe alone, because, as we know, most of Southern Africa, including countries you would consider to be quite economically and food secure, like South Africa, are also in the throes of this food shortages as a result of the El Nino-induced drought. So South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Mozambique, we are seeing a lot of issues concerning food shortages indeed.
Good.
So now, looking at the situation in Zimbabwe, how is World Vision helping down there?
So we have a number of projects, and we've obviously been in the country for a long time indeed, since before independence in 1980. So as World Vision, we are quite familiar with the people of Zimbabwe and the communities. We work with other aid agencies. We work well as well with the government. And we go into communities, and we are at the center and instrumental of delivering food aid. We are also assisting young girls and boys, but we do have a project which caters especially for young girls, getting them in schools, supporting them with transportation to school, and also getting food in schools, because we are seeing a lot of dropouts in schools, especially in this year, due to food shortages, and because the children are hungry. They just can't learn and study because they are very hungry. We are also helping some vulnerable communities across Zimbabwe as well, giving them cash vouchers. And with this cash, which is money they receive by mobile transfers, they can be able to either buy food or use it as income for other projects or other uses they may need around their households and for their families.
And talking about financing your projects, has it been easy? Because we've been talking to the WFP, for example, and it was saying that it has been a struggle because the crisis, like you correctly pointed out at the beginning of the show, is not only affecting Zimbabwe, but the whole of Southern Africa, the Horn of Africa, and even Latin America.
Exactly. So the El Nino effect is affecting so many countries, and we estimate between 80 million and 100 million people across the world will be in need of food aid at some point. So it's not only this crisis as well. If you look at the basics of aid, you will obviously understand that a lot of the funding comes from West Western countries. And looking at the UK public, for example, they are very generous. I can tell you because as World Vision UK, we are quite reliant on the generosity of the British public. And we are faced as a people with crisis like in Syria, the refugee crisis across Europe with millions of people coming from really fragile and conflict-driven countries such as Syria, of course, Iraq, and Somalia, South Sudan. You have conflicts in the DRC, and as a result, there are so many places across the world where there are conflicts and disasters that need funding. And the El Nino-induced drought is, of course, worsening this because now it's falling on other places and countries such as Zimbabwe and Southern Africa, where sympathy or the public will to donate is just waning at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Makiwa. Please do stay on the line for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the worsening food crisis in Zimbabwe. And, of course, Mr. Makiwa works with World Vision. He's the spokesperson for World Vision UK. And we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Vumani Ndlovu, Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Now, tell us about the situation in rural areas. How is it in terms of hunger?
The situation in the rural areas is so dire. People did not harvest much this farming season. You recall that this is the third consecutive drought year. Mm-hmm. From 2013 to 2014 season, the people didn't harvest much. 2014 to 15, it was the same thing, and the same scenario obtained in 2015 to 2016. So the rural communities in particular are so vulnerable. They didn't harvest much. They are rigged by drought, and this is worsened by the fact that humanitarian organizations that usually teach them have reduced funding for food assistance. So the situation is so critical, and the government hasn't, even though it has declared a drought season, it hasn't been seen taking steps to avert the situation. So we are the rural communities in particular that are faced also with limited economic opportunities are facing a serious challenge in terms of drought. This has also been worsened by the depletion of the water sources, which has high animal mortality. So this is the situation that the rural people are faced with, especially in Matabele and where we operate.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Tine muteereri uri kutanga ari South Africa. Makadi mukoma Joshua.
Makadi mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa tiri nandi mukoma Blessing. Kuri sei ku South Africa?
Okay, mukoma Blessing. Makadi henyu ha ku South Africa kuri nani u.
Muri kutumira here chikafu kumusha? Zvakamira sei?
Aiwa chikafu tiri kumbozamawo kutumira wapatinogonawo napo. Nzara yakauyawo hatingablemi munhu wozi nzara kuuya kwayakaita kuda kwedenga harinonyanyekunaya zvakanaka saka tongokumbirawo madhonawo pavanenge vakwanisawo vachitibatsirawo isiwo tinenge tichibatsirawo patinenge tichikwanisawo asi dambudziko ririko nderekuti chikafu chacho chinenge chakunzwa nemadhona chacho ichochocho chinenge chaakutopera nevakuru vakuru vacho vakaguta vacho ndovaakutodya kudarika vacho vane nzara kana kuri kunyoresa sekumaruva vanonyoreswa kuti unozikanwa here unosapota bato ripi zvisinei nenzara nzara mvura payakanaya haina kunaya kuti yakanaya pabato ripi kana kuti yakanaya anosapota chii mvura inauna nyika yese totokumbirisawo vanhu upa vacho kuti ngavapewo zvine mwiri zvakaenderanawo kuti vanhu vakwanirise mari kana dzauyawo dzemadhonawo dzaakupererawo mune vanhu vane mari vacho ndo vaakutora mari dzacho vane nzara vanongosafa vakadaro hatizivi kuti zvine zvakamira sei
saka mati munombotumira mari kumusha I mean chikafu mukoma Joshua munozvifambisa sei munotumirana namalaija
akazhinji kacho tinotoesawo pamabhazi apa kana dziri mari tinoesawo kumikuruku but reti yacho manje inenge kunenge yakatodonha ukada kutengawo kunoku pabhodha pachowo tatichikumbirawo kana iri hurumende vatidzikisirewo majuti ozeiye zvine zvizimura yacho ndokupa yakutokwidzawo juti racho nenyaya yekuti vaari kutsvaga mari saka yekubhadharawo vashandi vehurumende saka zvinhu zvacho zvine zvakatiomei
aiwa tinouku
mai vanotsva musana mwana otsva dumbu ari kuno saka anobatsira umwe anondoshayika
zvinenge zvonetsa
zvinenge zvonetsa taitokurudzirawo hurumende yedu yemuzimbabwe ngaiitewo zvinofanana nekunokumasa nana south africa vanovakawo macomplex ekuti vange vachirendesa kuitira kutiwo nzara ikauya seiyi mari vanowanawo muhomwe dzavo dzavanenge vachidi dzavanenge vachitora ino vanotiwo mari dzacho dzavanenge vakolekita kana iri sekuzimura dzinongopi hatiziri dzopera dziende dide vachivakawo macomplexwo mashopping complex vorendesa kune vanhu vanoda kurendawo mashopu then vachiwanawo mari vachiitawo pasaidi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua
tinotenda mukoma Blessing
tatenda zvikuru regai tidzoke kwamuri vamakiwa vamakiwa manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Joshua vanenge vari kugunun'una kuti panomboita nyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge voita zvematongerwo enyika pakugoverwa chikafu idambudziko ramakaonawo here pamakatenderera muzimbabwe mune dzimwe nyika dziri kuchamhembe kuafrica
tinokuhwa kugwereketa kwaita mukoma vari kumhiri kwalimpopo ava kutaura zvomene chaiko ini mukufamba kwandakaita handina kunge ndakaona kana kuongorora dambudziko ravari kutaura iri asi ndinovimba kuti zvichemo nenhunha dzavo dzavangava vakaona dzinoonekwa nevamwewo varimo imo mumaruwa chaimo chaimo vari kusangana nedambudziko reshara saka zvakamira kudaro tinovimba kuti zvirambe zvichitaugwa kudaro zvinobva zvaita kuti vari muhurumende nesuwo tiri mumaNGO anobatsira vanhu tinokwanisa kutora zvichemo izvi tichigadzirisana zvakanaka asi chandingapa semumiriri weWorld Vision ndechekuti isusu tinonangana nenhamo dzakatarisana nevana ende vana ndivo vatinonyanyawo kubatsira ndosaka pakutanga paya ndanga ndichinyanyosimbisa shoko rokuti tinobatsira vana vari muzvikoro nemhuri dzimwe dzinotungamirirwa nevana dzinonzi pachirungu machild headed households nokuti sekuziva kwenyu vazhinji vamwe vanga vari vechidiki nekunetseka kwakaita mamiriro ezvinhu muzimbabwe vakaenda kunze kwenyika vachinotsvaga kushanda nokushavashava mari muka ndokusiya mhuri nevana vari muzimbabwe saka tiri kubatsirana nevana ivava ava ndo vatiri kunyanya kunangana navo kuvapa chikafu nekuvapa mari kuti vawane kubatsirikana
tinotenda vamakiwa ramba yanyu muri parunare gibs
yes yes yekumnumzana ndlovu ukona kwa ndlovu
halo
ye ukona ndlovu
ikona
ye akusitela kuti abantu libanceda njani emakhaya kona ngani
abantu engingakutho kathesi ukuthi akulancedo olukhona olubambekayo esingathi bayaluthola ngaphandle kwabalutshwana abancediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa njengoba ngithilo phambilini ukuthi lonyaka behlisile uncedo abalunika abantu kungakho uyafumana ukuthi kusigaba esithize babe bekhona kumawadi ambalwa amanye amawadi ayabengelabantu kukanti njalo bakhona abatholayo usizo abalutshwana kugatsha lwe-social welfare kodwa esikunanzelelayo ukuthi lanxa kunjalo ukudla kulembiko yokuthi sokuqalile ukuphiwa ngokuthi umuntu ukuluphi ugatsha lwezombusazwe okuthi nxa ungekho mhlawumbe kubandla elibusayo kwezindawo abantu balokukhonona ukuthi kabaphiwa ukudla uzakhumbula njalo ukuthi ukudla ikakhulu emakhaya ubukhokheli obunjengabo sobhuku buyaphatheka ekuthini ngubani ongathola ukudla ngendaba zokuthi labo sobhuku abaneyi bavele sebegcilile kwezepolitika sebengabe bandla elithize kungakho ke ukudla lokho bagcina sebekunika abantu bebandla elithize ikakhulu ibandla elibusayo ukuthi labo ke abangadlelani lebandla elibusayo bagcina bengasatholi lutho kodwa engakutsho nje generally ukuthi abantu abanengi kabatholi ukudla akulimazanga abantu kuphela kodwa ngitho labantwana bezikolo ama-dropouts ezikolo sikhangelele ukuthi angaba maningi kakhulu kuthemu lelelizayo ngenxa yendlala abantwana angeke bahamba ezikolo belambile izisu zikhala umoya kungakho-ke kuyadingakala ukuthi kugqugquzelwe inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa kakunye lohulumende onguyo lo mlando omkhulu okuthi abone ukuthi uyatholisa abantu ukudla ukuthi kakuqakathekise khona lokho ukuthi anike abantu ukudla ezikolo kube khona ama-feeding programs ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana benelise ukuthi baye ezikolo lokhu ku-affecta kakhulu abantwana bemathebeleland abahamba imimango emide besiye esikolo ofumana ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi umntwana uhamba imango odlula amathumi amabili amakhilomitha ukuze afinyelele esikolo kuba nzima ukuthi umntwana ayefinyelela elambile umango ongaka
siyakuzwa ke ndlovu kancane khonapho ke endlovini siyabuya kuwe khonapho so what Mr. Ndlovu was touching here there are a lot of issues, you know. One of the issues is the politicization of food aid, you know. It says headmen, crawl heads, you know, you have this habit of giving food to people that are aligned to ZANU-PF. And the further said that school children are likely to drop out in large numbers because some of them travel, you know, long distances to school. So he's appealing to for donor aid, you know, for feeding programs. So he says feeding programs can play a key role in making sure that kids are at school, you know?
Regai, tiende kuna mkoma Itai. Makadi mkoma Itai? Mkoma Itai? Nare achire ngeri kutinetse. Muripo eriparu nare mkoma Itai?
Ya, siripo.
Ehe, taura enyu, tukutara nendambu zikure chikafu. Zaka amira se?
Ya, wedi kumakuni wedi.
Mkoma ita famba mbichana kubva pamuri nekuti nharenya haisi kunyatsonzwika.
Okay. Hello.
Taura yenyu tinzwi.
Ita hangu pachikafu kune Makoni West. Ndakabva kumai manje wakuti nyora nai mazita mutengeserwe chibage $15 pa kg. Saka zvikutorwadza vabereki kumusha.
Zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
Zvino hazvina kumbomira zvakanaka vakutibira mari vanhu ivo.
Saka anenge achipa chikafu ndiani vamuri kuti vanhu vanenge vakubirwa?
Ivo hurumende ndeyekuti nyoraya mazita chikwazekare chozouya. Asi mune makubhadhara $15 pa 50 kg.
Vanenge vachiti ndei?
Kutotengesa.
Saka imi muri kukwanisawo here kuti munge muchibatsira vamwe vari kumusha zviri kufamba sei?
Kumusha tiri kubatsira kutenga kumwe apa takakumbataura kuti hayi nguva dzose ndazekere kujie mbii tonotengera ikoko vari umboende kuisirei muoko wavo pachibhaze chine chituona kuti iwo achizotitengesere kumamisha ndovasiye chiri kujie mbii vanhu vatenge wega.
Ko gore mwaka uno rakamira sei? Pane chamuri kukwanisawo kunonga nonga here kana kuti hazvina kumira musha?
Hakuna
chiri kubuda. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma itai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you know, we have problems with some of our lines, but itai, he says, he hails from Makoni West, and he says the situation there is desperate.
Yes, this is umnumzana Nkomo eGoli kona ngale. Baba Nkomo, unjani?
Yeah,
Philip. Ungathini ke ngentawo lokuhle?
I'm solely motivated by the Zimbabwe. Into abayingenisa ngo-1980 yayingala ama-plans okuthi basokulanjwa izasiwa ngaphi. Kathesi mbona sokuyisikhathi sokuthi sithatha ama-policies apho yajongjwasongomo ebuswa ngudabeni kwamanje. So a-implemente ku-government. Izaphu yayingabandluleli abantu, yayingase zixotshela abelungu. Ngabe abelungu bayekwa sashiya kuhle umhlabathi ngendlela e-right. Saba la ma-policies, le Britain saba lobudlelwane nabantu bonke sangafaki i-tribalism kuzonda labanye abantu okungasingedinga lutho. Ngabe ilizwe ngabe lezulu i-South Africa, ngabe lawo kawukho e-America, ngabe lani kangikho lapho engikhona manje ngabe salandela ama-policies ezapho. They are the best policies in the world afana la e-South Africa. Lapho siya kuSomalia baba, singablame izulu ukuthi kalinanga. Vele sile government yathi ingala maplani ethethi yafaka abantu emaplazini, ingala plani ukuthi mbi iba bifi apho ngezimali into zokulima okuningi. So lapho abantu abasebenza into ebantu kwenzakalani manje. Abantwana ngezuba uyakhuluma ngemathebeleni laphana 36 years singamelwanga even i-constituency eyi-1 or u-council eyi-1. Simelwe nje into ezingekhoyo. Kunzima, akula zikolo. Abantwana abaningi ungayekhakhakha bokhala khona imbuzi edonki. Abaningi vele bazayekela ngoba basuka bephunga idelele bevele emakhaya. Yikho 36 years singamelwanga. Ungenza umuntu ekholisa abantu ukuthi kumelwe laphana kunzima, akula lutho baba. Ngiyabuza futhi.
Ye, pho manje ubona zane kudleni lapha ke nina nxa lise South Africa khona pho likwenza njani ukuthi abantu bathole something ekhaya?
Siyathumela ekhaya bakhala kakhulu ukuthi kancane bakhala vele abantwana bakhala kulama SMS amaningi kakhulu. Ukudla akukho ngaswa ngithe mina into esuphayo igamende esithethiwe ama-policies ayo ayishiyo lana angancedisa umhlaba wenkwezi babhelapho. Wancedisa bona ababaphezulu kuphela ukuthi bebezenza izikhulu besikabe singaphambi kwabadala bethu bethaya izikhulu bethu kule nkomo eziningi. Bekhohle ukuthi umphakathi uyahlupheka. Kulamabhizinisi amaningi abona ukumile laphana, abona ukumile lapha. Uzibuze kathi bona bebehola malini, ipheya kwithina ade beyihola, bezethole konke lokhuyana. Berenke amangezi risk-chase, ilizwe le 13 million, eliluka ukuranwa, elingadingi isikolo futhi, elezinto zawo zonke ziku-ground, kuza futhi.
Pho ke manje ungathi walungisa okwenzakalayo khonapha eZimbabwe nxa kukhangele isikalo okudla, ungenzani baba Nkomo?
Okwamanje kufuze ama-investors wonke worldwide ebuye including i-Britain eliyizondayo eyiyo lama-factory yonale libavale kobulawayo le Harare le-America lehluleka ukungena lokwama-degrees kona likuphetheyo kuyafana namathisho ukuthi li-operate laphaya angithi lifundile kodwa lafunda izitori into engekhoyo engeke vele incedise umhlaba akubuye wonke umuntu bezofaka izimali zabo kukhulunyiswane kuhle uyazi ukuthandana 100% ilizwe lolo is one of the best country in the world. Alikho elinye ilizwe elingayedlula lelo. Lokho okuningi esikhulumayo siya kuSomalia. Ukudla kakukho, abantwana bayafeyila, izikolo kazikho, amatitsha amaningi agcwele lapha ngapha ngokusuku.
Ye, siyakuzwa Nkomo.
Abantwana ababuye
ekhaya. Isikhathi dumi Nkomo.
Ye, uyesaba.
Ye, isikhathi dumi Nomzala, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo.
Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Makiwa, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.